This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There's a rare chance coming up this week to meet and speak with world-renowned Detroit artist Tyree Guyton. The houses he decorated on Heidelberg Street on Detroit's east side have brought color and life to the neighborhood and drawn admirers from all around the world. Tyree Guyton will be speaking at a free event this coming Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. at the University of Michigan's Rackham Building. The event is called Inextinguishable, a conversation with Detroit artist Tyree Guyton, and he is here with us now. Pleasure to welcome you to Stateside.
Thank you.
You know, the Heidelberg Project has been around for some 30 years, but hard to believe, isn't it? But there are many who don't remember a time when it hasn't been there. Could you take us back to the very, very beginning when the idea first occurred to you? What was the original inspiration, Tyree?
I was a student over at the College for Creative Studies back in the early 80s, and I had this great professor who said to me, he said, "What do you want to do with your artwork?" And I had to really think about that. And in 1986, the month of April, I had an epiphany. I saw it in my mind. And I went out there and I started to clean up the neighborhood, and the Heidelberg Project was born.
And when you said you had an epiphany and saw it in your mind, what were you visualizing?
Well, I was able to see using art as a medicine to take what was there and to transform it into something very whimsical. That's what I saw in my mind. That's what I heard.
And what did you want that to bring to the community?
Well, I wasn't sure at that first. I just knew that we needed a change. And what came to me was to use art as the vehicle to change what was in front of me, what was there at the time.
Well, that was 1986. Here we are talking in 2015. Some almost 30 years of your art being there. And what do you think that the Heidelberg Project has meant to the local community over these years?
I would have to say to you that it has brought the world. People who didn't know about art, they know something about art, whether they like it or not. And the kids, I often think about the kids. You teach the kids to use their imagination to change the world. That's what the Heidelberg Project has done.
And doing it in your own backyard.
Well, you do it at home first, and then you can go around the world.
You certainly have had your share of setbacks. We remember the era when the city of Detroit had some demolitions to knock down some of the houses. And then, of course, everyone's familiar with the headlines from 2013 and 2014. There were 12 arson fires, gutting 6 more installations. And I'm wondering, what could you tell us about the investigation into what's behind that? Is there anything to report?
I don't have anything to report at this time. I just know that the investigation is it's continuing, and patience is a virtue, and I'm learning to be very, very patient. And in being patient, it will have a happy ending.
What we've heard theories, people talk, well, maybe it's this and maybe it's that. What in your heart do you think is going on?
Well, I want to read something. It's something that Mother Teresa said. She says that you can spend years of your life building something, creating something, and then overnight someone can come along and destroy it. But she says, don't stop. I don't know. I don't really care. I just know that I won't stop. I can't. It won't let me.
Do you feel this is a person with something against you, or is this a movement? Is this somebody's got another idea of a bizarre idea of their own art?
I don't heard some of everything. I don't heard a conspiracy, gentrification. I don't heard all of it. I have learned to listen to myself and what myself is telling me to do is to go beyond and to do something even greater. And that's where I'm at now in my life, you know, because if you listen to what's being said and all of the things that's being said, it would drive you crazy.
And you have to keep focused on the vision.
That's it, the vision. And then it was something that Vincent van Gogh said. He said, I dream my paintings, and then I paint my dreams, and I'm dreaming, and I'm painting.
Tyree, after especially after the 2013 and 2014 with these 12 arson fires, and there was such a reaction from supporters of the Heidelberg Project. And I'm wondering, does it feel now like the city of Detroit has your back in a way that can help push you to continue the project?
I would say yes to that, and then I want to add something to that.
Yeah.
John F. Kennedy said, it's not what your city or your country can do for you, but what can you do for your country? And I'm doing it. I'm using my work as a way to bring people here to a city, to a neighborhood that's been faced with a lot of challenges. And I came up with a solution. And so what I want to say to you today and what I'm saying to the world, I want to be part of the change. You have to become the change that you want to see in the world. And so I would say yes to the question you just asked me about the city. And at the same time, I just want to say I'm doing my little part to make a difference here.
Now, you say you see yourself driven to make this project bigger. You're not taking your eye off of your vision. So do we have new installations to look forward to in the future?
Oh, yeah, it's already happening. We just put up the framework a few months ago of the House of Soul. And this was a house that was covered with thousands and thousands of albums. And so the framework of that house is up. And there's going to be more installations coming. You know, you can't stop when you've been put here to do the work of God. You can't stop. You know, you got to hear what's inside of you, and what's inside of me is telling me, do it again, make it greater, learn from what has happened, and just know that the future, there are a lot of possibilities out there waiting on you in the future.
Tyree, do you have any big plans looking ahead for the official 30th anniversary of the Heidelberg Project?
Yeah, it's going to start off with a great big exhibition at the University of Michigan that's going to take place in, I believe, August. It's going to be a retrospect of 30 years of Heidelberg.
That's got to be exciting.
Oh, I'm excited about that. I also believe that I'm being asked to come to Berlin, and it's unbelievable that the people that have been to visit the project, people are saying, come to Berlin, come here, and I'm excited. I'm excited about what's happening.
I'm guessing from what I hear you say about the very beginnings of this that idea of being invited to speak around the world and drawing visitors from around the world, that was that even on your radar screen when you began this, Tyree?
Not at all. I just wanted to do something in my neighborhood. That's it. I just wanted to do something. But you have to be very careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. But I knew when I was a kid I wanted to have friends all over the world.
What's been the biggest surprise personally for you through this voyage of these some 30 years of the Heidelberg Project?
Oh, the people that I have met over the years, people like Oprah Winfrey, and people that have been there to visit the project, like the German Consul General, Dr. Klaus Meyer, being asked to come to South America to educate people about the philosophy behind the Heidelberg Project, which is 2 + 2 = 8. And sharing with people what I mean by that, you have to create your own reality in today's world. It's just been incredible. Receiving my Doctor of Fine Art degree in 2009 from the College for Creative Studies, honorary doctorate, and being put in a position where people are asking me to write articles and to write to be part of books and things of that nature. Just unbelievable.
Do you look around at the kids growing up where you grew up and the kids growing up around the neighborhood where your installations are? What are your hopes for those kids?
Well, you create it. And I'm teaching kids to use their imagination. And Albert Einstein said that logic would take you from point A to point B, but the imagination would take you everywhere. And I'm teaching the young kids to use their minds, and it would take them everywhere in the world.
Do you get personally, there's been so much coverage, Tyree, over the Detroit bankruptcy, and you had news organizations coming in and taking pictures of like Michigan Central and that term ruin porn. How frustrating was that for you to have that kind of, you know, they dive in, take their view of Detroit, and then head back home again? What did that feel like for you as that played out?
Well, you know what? It has played out for me because I choose to see the good in all of it. Even in the bankruptcy that people have been talking about, there's got to be some good, but you got to see it. You have got to learn to see it. And I choose to see the good in all of this. You go down and then you come up. And the city of Detroit, I would say to you, I believe this here. It's on its way up. It's popping. It's happening right now. But you have to see it.
And when people drive by and they come along and see your installations for the first time, what do you hope they feel?
Well, you know what? The mere fact that they're coming tells me that it's working. Heidelbergology. You give people a reason to want to come to a neighborhood like where the Heidelberg Project is located. So they look beyond all of the blight and chaos, and they're coming because they heard about this whimsical art environment. And so when they come there, I say to them, I want you to use your mind to create beauty in the world, to send out love in the world.
There's going to be a great conversation, no doubt, as Tyree Guyton speaks at this free event this coming Friday, February 20th. It's from 2 to 4 p.m. at the University of Michigan's Rackham Building. And again, the event is called Inextinguishable, A Conversation with Detroit Artist Tyree Guyton. And Tyree, I hope we'll get a chance to sit down and talk with you further when this big 30th anniversary celebration begins at the University of Michigan later this year.
That sounds good. Thank you so much for wanting to talk to me.
Thank you, Tyree.
Thank you. Have a good day.